This is the All Business Answers Podcast. I'm your host, Radford Shemp. Today, we're having a conversation with author Kurt Mortensen about his new book, The Laws of Charisma. Kurt, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Radford. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, we'll start off by explaining why you wrote the book and who should be reading it.
Well, to back up, you know, I spent all this money and I'd get a college degree wanting to be an entrepreneur. Then I went and get a master's in business and MBA thinking that would be the ticket to be successful in business. And I realized when I got out in the real world that they didn't teach me a lot of the things that I needed, especially when you look at successful businesses and you see people out there that are really successful. And at first you don't think they're that sharp and you realize their business is 10 times more successful than your business. I realized that one of the major factors of success out there is the ability to influence people and people skills and connect. And so I've spent the last 20 years studying the influence and why people do what they do and why businesses are successful and why some people are more successful than others. And what I found is that as I monitored top entrepreneurs, that what I found is that they had more tools than the average entrepreneur. So most people only have 3 to 4 influence techniques. And I've identified over 100. And as Maslow says, if the only tool in your toolbox is a hammer, you treat everyone like a nail. So I developed all these tools, but a lot of entrepreneurs are so busy, they say, okay, what's the one tool? What's the most important tool? And as I focused on people and interviewed successful people, I found it was charisma. Charisma is that magic ingredient that causes people to want to do what you want them to do and like doing it.
All right. Charisma, to me, it's always been kind of this elusive thing. It seems like some people have it, others don't. Is charisma something that can be learned?
Absolutely. I mean, people have always said, well, they're born with charisma, or they're lucky, or they're just naturally gifted that way. And sure, people are born with a few skills, and maybe they acquire a few skills, but these skills, every single attribute and trait of a charismatic person can be learned. It's not rocket science. It's just learning what you need to learn, and learning it and mastering it, it becomes a part of you. It's easier for us to say, well, yeah, they're born that way. But these skills easily can be learned. It can be simple. Let me define simple. Simple is something anybody can learn to do.
Okay, and so in your book, is it kind of a broad overview saying, you know, why you should be charismatic, or do you go into some of those details about how you can actually develop charisma?
We go into the nitty-gritty to where we just pointed out, okay, here's the trait. We go through the research. This is why. We go into the application and how to apply it right now. In fact, we even talk about, you know, people's blind spots, what they think they're doing right or wrong, but they're really not.
Okay, and you mentioned there's a lot of different things that go into this. How should somebody approach your book as far as, you know, it does seem like there's a lot, you cover a lot of topics. Can you take it a section at a time?
Yeah, that's what we encourage people to do, to take it a section at a time, to learn a little bit at a time. And to understand that we all have different strengths and weaknesses, that's okay. You know, too many times we tend to think we're doing much better than we actually are. That's why in every chapter we talk about a blind spot, meaning that's the area where we think we're doing okay, but we really aren't. For example, let me give you some numbers here. 90% of all people rate their people skills as above average. And we know that's not true. 92% of all managers rate their managerial skills as above average. And here's a fun one, is 85% of high school seniors rate their driving skills as above average. And we definitely know that's not true. So the challenge is just being open, you know, picking a trait, whether it be a day or every week, to learn about it, to consciously apply it. Then after a while, it becomes part of you, becomes part of your subconscious, and you don't even have to think about it. If you try to learn everything in one day and apply everything in one day, it'd probably be a little overwhelming, but a little bit of time to add this tool, to add this technique, it'll make a huge difference. Because with an influence, people want to be around you. They want to be influenced by you, and it makes a big difference in your success, not only in your income, but in your time management. People will do it the first time. They'll refer their friends to you. It'll make your business grow virally because of your charisma.
Okay, so I've always thought of charisma as kind of this one thing that you know, if you just had it, you know, you could have a little more success. But it sounds like you're saying that, you know, charisma is kind of an umbrella, and there's a lot of things that go under that. And, you know, someone who feels like they aren't charismatic may already have a lot of the parts to be charismatic, and maybe there's just a few more things they need to learn. Is that what you said is correct?
Perfect. And absolutely, that's correct. There's actually 4 critical areas we can just go over real quick. And the first one is You know, your presence. What happens when you walk into a room? What happens when you talk to somebody on the phone? What happens when you talk to them face to face? Do you have that passion, that confidence, the optimism, the congruence? The next one is your core qualities. I mean, that's you on the inside. If you're not congruent with yourself, if you're not okay on the inside, that takes away from your charisma. That's your self-discipline, your competence, your integrity, your courage, your intuition. Another one that's critical, and a lot of people peg this as charisma, is your communication skills. Right? Do you speak with conviction? Do you know the basic, you know, presentation skills? Are you able to maintain eye contact? A big one here that was interesting was the ability to tell stories. Charismatic people are incredible storytellers. Why? Because stories influence without detection. See, people, when they sense you're going to try to persuade them to do something, to influence them to do something, they're going to naturally resist you. Even though they need it, want it, like it, and can afford it, they will resist you. Great influencers, charismatic people, influence without detection. And part of that is telling stories. That's the third one. The fourth one is empowering others through inspirations, understanding self-esteem, building credibility, motivation, understanding vision. Because too many people out there become very negative and pessimistic and suck the energy out of people, suck the life out of people. I mean, we've all met people before. Let's say at a family gathering, we sit next to Aunt Edna and not even talk to her, and you can just feel her sucking the life out of you, okay? And there's so many people like that, and there's too many people out. And when they feel your energy, when you transfer that energy, when you have that charisma, they want to be around you because there's so many people out there that are negative and doubtful and pessimistic, and they just... Again, they suck that life out of you to where no one wants to be around them or be influenced by them.
Great. Okay, well, let's dig into each one of those four categories a little deeper. First, we'll start with presence. You know, the classic example is someone walks into the room and everyone turns their head, quiets down, and is ready to listen. What goes into building a presence like that?
Well, the big one we talked about is having that energy and having a balance in your life. I think the two big ones people can address right now is passion. When we're finding that passion more than anything else recruits the hearts and minds of the people around you. We can take people the same education, same leads, same business. One's doing 10 times more business than the other. A lot of times it's that passion. And here's the question entrepreneurs have to ask themselves. When you're talking to somebody, when you meet somebody, when you're leaving a message, are you singing the words or are you singing the song? Because you could leave the message in your sleep. Sure, you've done it 100 times, and that's what it sounds like. It's the first time they've heard your voice. It's the first time they've met you. And if you don't have that passion, if you don't have that charisma, you've lost that ability to influence them. So passion's big. So is optimism, as we talked a little bit about being positive. We know optimistic people, they live longer, they have more social networks, they make more money, they have better relationships. And it's not just sitting on the couch and thinking, doing your daily affirmations, thinking you're the best and people like you and you're wealthy. I mean, that's almost a form of delusion unless you have an action plan. They will haul you off. So affirmations are good and being optimistic is good, but it's just kind of a frame of reference knowing that there'll be bumps in the road. You'll get a few bruises along the way, but ultimately in the long run, things are going to work out. And combine those two and adding the energy, you will have more presence when you walk into a room or even talk to somebody on the phone.
So would you say, you know, kind of that positive energy is a very contagious thing?
Absolutely. It's very, very contagious. And you're either sucking the life out of people or you're increasing their energy.
Okay. All right. And for charisma, I always thought about it as a very outward thing. But you say that there's some core inner qualities that lead to charisma. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. Because if you're not, for example, congruent with yourself, if you don't have balance in your life, if you don't have integrity or purpose, people can sense that. Because I've been interviewing top, you know, successful entrepreneurs and people that are very wealthy for the last 20 years to find out, you know, what do they have that the average person doesn't have? You know, what's changed in the world as far as being business and being an entrepreneur? And top entrepreneurs are very influential people. And part of that is their core qualities and what they have on the inside. But here's the interesting thing. When we meet somebody for the first time or they meet you, in fact, let me ask you, how long does it take you before you decide if you like or trust somebody? What do you think the average is for most people?
I'd say it's pretty quick, even maybe before they start talking to you. There's some of that that's going on.
it's almost instant, maybe 30 seconds, they judge you. So what we're finding is that in the first 30 seconds, they've pegged you, they've judged you, they've decided if they like you, they trust you. What we're finding is up to 95% of all persuasion and influence involves a subconscious trigger, meaning that it feels right. I like this person, I don't like this person, I trust this person, I don't trust this person. And that could be a color, it could be a smell, it could be a gesture, it could be a word choice. All these things come into play. And part of that is you on the inside. Are you balanced? Are you congruent with yourself? All those things come into play. People sense them. Now, the thing is people never call you on it if they think they're deceiving you. They don't call you if they think you're incongruent. They don't call you on these things. They just sense that it's not right. They never call you back, and they never do business with you. So if you can't influence yourself, you're not going to be able to influence other people. If you're not balanced yourself or have that energy yourself or have that integrity yourself, people are going to sense that, and they will not do business with you.
All right, so next, communication skills. Communication skills and charisma seem to really go hand in hand. So if someone, say, can improve their speaking skills, does that lead to developing more charisma?
Absolutely. In fact, in business, they say that's one of the top skills. Now, it used to be writing. Now it's your presentation skills. And that could be one-on-one. That could be over the phone. That could be in the boardroom. That could be in a negotiation. That could be in front of a group. But that's a powerful skill, the ability to present yourself, not to get up in front of a group and, excuse the word, vomit all the reasons they should do business with you, or to drown them out with this incredible 100-slide PowerPoint you do in 10 minutes. That has the opposite effect. I'm talking about true presentation skills, because there's a big difference between informing an audience and influencing an audience and communicating with an audience and convincing an audience to do something. And that's a critical skill. If you can learn how to do presentation skills, if you can learn how to create emotion with that audience, not only is it's also a great time management technique, because now you can influence 20 people at once instead of one person at a time. But too many people, they get nervous or they think they're not good at it. But let me just point this out, that anything we try for the first timer is not going to work perfectly. We practice it, we fine-tune it, we adjust it, we grow from it. It's something that's not going to happen overnight. I know we want instant results, but presentation skills might take a little time. People skills is one we haven't arrived at, and those are all different things that make a big difference. And one thing with communication is the ability to influence. It's amazing to see when you look at people that become entrepreneurs in the United States, a great country to start a business, the best country to start a business, and what they're finding is that 96% of all entrepreneurs, small businesses fail within 5 years. Now, I don't say that as a motivational point. What I'm saying is that the Small Business Administration and Dun & Bradstreet all did a little research to try to figure it out. They said, wait a minute, this is the greatest country in the world to start a business, and there's this high failure rate. What's going on? And independently, after each spending millions of dollars to do the research, this is what they came up to, is that most businesses fail because of a lack of sales. Okay? And the answer is, well, duh. And entrepreneurs have to realize that we all influence, we all sell for a living, and that's a critical skill. And we're so busy about worrying about the product and worrying about this and worrying about that. But the bottom line is, if we can't influence, if we can't convince someone to do business with us, if we can't sell ourselves, sell our products and our idea, our business is going to come to a standstill. I tell people there's two ways to double their income. They can double the amount of phone calls they make, double the amount of contacts they make, or they can double their influence skills. And I think the second one's a little bit better for most people, actually for everybody, and that's part of your communication, and this ability to read people and to influence them.
And as you're talking about communication and people's skills, I'm just thinking a lot of people struggle with that because they have self-doubt. And I was just thinking the other two points we're talking about are really hitting on passion and hitting on, being able to influence yourself and believe in yourself. Those kind of lead into building better communication skills. So I guess what you say is there's some kind of order of things you should do to build charisma.
They're all combined. Like you mentioned, when you have passion, you're better at different communication skills. When you have passion, you have more core qualities. I think the first place we should always work on first, but we tend to work on last, is on the inside. We always want to run off and learn something else or get a new tool. But, the core qualities are critical to really learn and to master. So they all are intertwined as far as mastering that charisma. And you mentioned one, people skills. You know, that's one we've never arrived at, because a big mistake people make in business is they tend to influence others how they like to be influenced. And that's completely wrong. We need to learn to influence others how they like to be influenced, number one. And number two, we need to help them influence themselves. I mean, it's a critical skill. And part of that's people skills. In fact, when I do a big training, I'll get everyone in a room, and it's fun to watch their faces, because I'll say something like this. I'll say, you know that annoying person that nobody likes? You know that salesperson comes in that rubs you the wrong way? You know that person that thinks they're funny, but they're not? And everyone's like, yeah, I know that person. I know that person. And then I say, well, that could be you. And then they get that look on their face like, uh-oh. Because we don't know. People are polite. They'll say, I'll think about it, to come back later, talk to my spouse, send more information. And we have to know as entrepreneurs that 66% of the time that's a lie. They're just trying to get rid of you because they didn't like you or they didn't trust you. I'm not here to sugarcoat it. I'm here to help you grow your business, and that's a big factor. Just because they're nice to you does not mean you connected with them.
So how do you go about, you know, finding that connection point or getting past the way you like to connect and finding out the person you're sitting across from, you know, how are you going to reach them?
Well, the first point is realizing there's different types of personalities, and that we have to get past the point that we're so concerned about doing the data dump or listing the 17 reasons they should do business with us that we're completely missing the point. If we can learn to listen better, I mean, not just with your ears, but with your ears, your eyes, and your heart, and ask more questions, it makes persuasion and influence charisma so much easier. When we monitor top persuaders and influential people, they ask three times more questions. They're better listeners. In fact, introverts now out-persuade extroverts, because an extrovert comes across as a salesperson, and nobody wants to be sold. An extrovert will come into your office and say, hey, tell me about the fish on your wall. Hey, tell me about your family. That doesn't work anymore, because it's like, ding, 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 salesperson, let's put up the brick wall of resistance. But when you're an introvert, you listen, you ask questions, you come across as a consultant. So you think about it. Do you want to be influenced by a consultant or by a salesperson? And the answer is obvious. But when you can listen and ask questions, they'll tell you everything you need to know to influence them. Well, tell me what's important about this. Why are you looking for that? Well, you know, listen, be sincere, be genuine, instead of vomiting all the features and benefits. Because here's the challenge with most people, is we've heard the same question, the same objection, the same concern over 100 times. And we're excited, you know, good time management, we're going to cut them off mid-sentence because we have the perfect solution. Well, if you want to come across as arrogant, cocky, and condescending, if you want to come across as a salesperson, that's what you do, cut them off. Try to solve it for them. A, you're probably trying to solve the wrong objection, and B, now you've just crossed the line from being confident to being cocky because you didn't let them finish, you didn't pause. I mean, think about it. If you went to a doctor, you're sitting in the room, you're not feeling well, and they open the door just a crack, they look and they say, yep, penicillin, I'll get you a prescription, and they shut the door. Okay, the doctor could be right. Okay, the doctor's probably right, okay? But it doesn't matter. The patient feels violated. The patient feels upset. The patient's all, wait a minute. Even though the doctor probably knows already before walking in, the doctor has to listen and ask questions and be sincere and be genuine. It's life. Sure, it's great time management to cut them off, but you've lost the customer, you've lost the sale, so ultimately it's not good time management because you're not making any money and you're not growing your business.
Good points. Let's talk a little bit about empowering. Everyone seems to love a charismatic person. It seems like when you meet someone with a lot of charisma, you tend to feel better for yourself, better about yourself for having met that person. Why is that?
And that's a great key point, is that you feel better about yourself, and that's what charismatic people do. They give people hope. They give people vision. You see, if people can't see themselves helping your charity or buying your product or using your product, or if they don't feel better about themselves, they're not going to do business with you. And that's a big factor of charismatic people, is they build a vision. People can see themselves using that product or service. They can see themselves using it and doing business with you. And that's a big part of empowering others, is building that vision. If you look at leaders, for example, CEOs of large corporations, you know, they'll do a big rah-rah session, talk about the vision of the future, and then 10 minutes later at the water cooler, people are like, yeah, yeah, whatever, flavor of the day, let's get back to business, because they didn't see that vision. They didn't buy into that vision. And that thing, can you inspire others? Can you motivate others? Can you build their own self-esteem? You see, self-esteem's at an all-time low. And people are looking for a compliment. They're looking for praise. And most people don't praise others because they're on low self-esteem. And last time I checked, praise is free. Okay? And if you can boost someone's self-esteem, if you can give them sincere and genuine positive praise, now you would never praise somebody on something negative. I mean, if you went to a family reunion and you said to someone, hey, good for you being still alive and not having a heart attack, would probably not be a good thing. So it needs to be positive, and it needs to be something sincere and genuine and something specific. But that's such a simple thing to really learn how to praise. Now, when people don't like you and they don't trust you, no persuasion or influence techniques are not going to work. That's the foundation. But when you can empower that person, you show them respect, you know that, show them that you really care through empathy, the doors of influence will swing right open, and they're just going to mentally say, influence me, tell me why we should do business together.
Okay, so why should a small business owner worry about having charisma?
Because it affects the bottom line. It affects how the other employees will treat them if they have employees. It affects their sales. It affects everybody they meet. Because we'll put it this way, everybody they meet can do business with them or know somebody that can. And so the biggest factor is income. You want to double and triple or 10 times their income in your business, it's charisma, it's influence, it's working with people, it's understanding people, it's reading people. That's the lifeblood of a business. Having those sales, having people work harder for you, having people do it the first time, it is a major factor. Because if people are looking at their business and why it's taking so long to be successful or why others are being so much, making so much more money with an inferior product, it's because they're able to work with people and people like them and they have that charisma and they're empowering others and people want to be around them and want to be influenced by them. And that's why it's so critical to learn these skills. If you have a product that you really believe in, I believe that you have a moral and ethical obligation to influence others to do business with you, because those entrepreneurs out there know. They know that somebody with an inferior product is going to persuade somebody and someone's not going to be happy with that business. So they're going to give their money to somebody. So you might as well have the influence to help do business with them, because you have a better product, you have a better service, and you're going to provide something that's going to be better for them in the long run. So bottom line, it affects your income in every part of your business.
That's a very interesting point, because a lot of times small business owners, you know they have a better product but are losing out to the competitors. I think they go back and, you know, they scratch their head wondering why is it. They try to improve the product more. They focus on the product, or their service. When maybe what they need to improve is, you know, their sales skills, their charisma, you know, and that will be the thing that really puts them over the top.
Bradford, you hit the nail on the head. Too many entrepreneurs focus on the product, or they focus on their website, or they focus on making their office look nice, whatever it is, but 85% of someone's success in business come back to the skills we're talking about today. Only the other 15% comes back to your core competence or your product, because they know people are buying inferior products, and it's very frustrating entrepreneurs because they know they have better service. They know they have a better product, but the people aren't seeing it. Maybe they don't believe you. Maybe they don't trust you. Maybe you didn't connect with them. Maybe they have a better relationship with a person that has an equal product or an inferior product, and it's working for now, but they trust them and like them. We do business with people that we like and we trust.
You mentioned earlier about introverts. You know, they're starting to be able to sell better than extroverts. And I had a question. You know, when it comes to charisma, it seems like being introvert, being shy, and being charismatic are two opposite ends of the spectrum. So how do you talk to an introvert and guide them toward becoming more charismatic?
Well, the first thing is hope, right? Introverts can be very influential, number one. And number two, charisma is not bouncing around the room, drooling all over yourself, having this high enthusiasm. We've met those type of people. And I want to point out that somebody way back said, well, you have to be enthusiastic. And I'm saying, no, you don't. You can have that inner passion. You can be an introvert. You can listen and ask questions and still radiate passion and still radiate charisma. I mean, you've met people. Let's say it's in the morning, and somebody comes in to talk about business, and they read that they had to be enthusiastic, and they're so high energy, and you haven't had your coffee, and it's Monday morning, you're like, whoa, go away, too much. And that's what they understand. I mean, enthusiasm can be great, but you have to mirror their energy many times. You have to mirror them as a person. And I think introverts kind of confuse that you have to be highly enthusiastic, bounce all around the room and be Mr. Energy. And I think you can exude passion. I know you can exude passion. You can exude energy with being yourself, being an introvert, because you're concerned, you're genuine. And introverts are great. They listen, they ask questions, they have more empathy towards people, they understand people better. That's actually a good tool for them to be able to connect and radiate that charisma. It's not that high energy enthusiasm level. I said energy is important, but as long as you're not sucking the energy out of people and they can feel your energy and your passion, your concern, you can be very charismatic.
Okay. Well, Kurt, we're going to wrap it up here. I really appreciate you coming on and talking about charisma. Where can people find out more about you and your book, The Laws of Charisma?
Best place to go is lawsofcharisma.com. We're giving away some great gifts for those that purchase the books. Of course, it's available at bookstores and Amazon.com. Best place to go is lawsofcharisma.com.
Great. Well, I appreciate you coming on and talking to us about charisma and about your book really kind of really goes into giving action points for how to start from where you are and become harness the power of charisma for your business and, you know, for your life. So I encourage everyone to check it out.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.